Member for Chaffey, Tim Whetstone's here. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Yeah, great to be with you, Anthony.
Happy New Year. Unfortunately, the year not starting on too much of a high with the fruit fly outbreak.
Yeah, well, look, the fruit fly outbreak was detected in 2020, so we'll put that down to another another cross on that year. But, you know, 2021, we've got to actually now get people on the ground and, eradicate it and making sure that it doesn't... roll over into our citrus season next year. But it is concerning that we've had two outbreaks, one in Renmark and one at Monash.
Now, how have these come about? We're thinking fruit's been brought in?
Yeah, look, it would be suggested that it has been introduced. So that would mean that someone has unwillingly brought fruit in, whether it's in a bin for commercial harvest, or whether someone's brought it in as a visitor, or someone's just come back as a traveller and brought it into the region. And this just demonstrates how easily fruit fly can spread and the impacts that it has on our local economy.
Now, has this been discovered in orchards or backyards?
Well, as I understand it, in Renmark, it was detected in a backyard fruit tree or fruit patch. And there was a bag of fruit was given to a friend, and a friend went home, cut the fruit open, and it had maggots in it, or larvae. So he came back, notified that landowner, and we move on. In Monash, it's not clear just exactly whether it was a commercial property or whether it was another backyard, but we'll find out that information today at the public meeting in Renmark.
Okay, tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, look, at 11 o'clock, the Renmark Hotel, PIRZA will be conducting a growers meeting, and it's also open to the public so that it's for information, so that we can better understand what this these two outbreaks mean. There will be another public meeting for the people of Monash, but that is yet to have a date confirmed. But I would imagine it would be in the coming couple of days. But I would urge anyone that's impacted or anyone that's wanting more information to either come along to the public meeting at the Renmark Hotel today, or if not, contact PIRZA at the Loxton Research Centre.
All right. Now, speaking of PIRZA, they'd be feet on the ground running around at the moment.
Yeah, look, I'm advised that there were 20 PIRZA staff have been deployed up here to the Riverland. There's a further 20 that will be employed by a local employment agency. 20 local people will be put on the ground, and that's to go around remembering backyard hygiene or property hygiene, picking any fallen fruit up, making sure that there's nothing there that's overripe, but also knocking on the doors, giving information out, educating people so that they understand what they can do to be a part of this solution.
Fruit fly traps, is that something that is an option for Riverlanders?
Look, we have a large trapping grid now in play, and that trapping grid is part of the PIRZA network, and they're checked regularly. And if people are looking to put a trap out there, I think that it's best that they contact PIRZA to be a part of that grid. And if not, there must be one close by if they're not needed. But look, what I would say is I urge people to gather the information, make sure they're across the issue, what it means to our region. And to have two simultaneously really does put pressure on further detections, but it also puts pressure on next year's citrus season, as well as we've got stone fruit and table grapes at the moment. We've got the wine industry are not so impacted, but there are a lot of protocols that have to be implemented, tarping up truckloads of fruit. We've got to make sure that we don't actually allow it into our almond farms, and there are still citrus crops out there, some that have fruit hanging on the tree. So we've got to be very, very careful and mindful that any host material should be either picked, put into plastic bags and notify PIRZA for collection, or make sure you take that fruit off the tree, make some jam, make some preserve.
Oh, there you go. We could get a recipe off your good self.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I'm happy to give out my jam recipes or my preserve recipes, but we've got to make sure that we sort of keep our eye on the ball here. We can't take our eye off the ball. Otherwise, fruit fly will once again, make the headlines for all the wrong reasons.
And a good opportunity now for people that have got fruit trees in the backyard that they don't necessarily do anything with, to really have a good think about whether they need it.
That's right. And that's a good point, Anthony. I think people, if they've got a fruit tree there and they don't eat it or they don't look after it, I think there needs to be an equation. Do we think it's worth pulling that tree out and putting in an ornamental there, something that looks nice but doesn't bear fruit and as a host to fruit flies? So I think everyone needs to just weigh up the situation, and we've got to be mindful that any unmaintained tree is probably a bigger target for fruit fly.
Now, we're always talking about not bringing fruit into the Riverland of Mallee, and I guess this means not taking, well, moving fruit anywhere really at the moment, just willy-nilly.
Absolutely. And, you know, South Australia is under siege. We know that we've had increased pressure on our borders from the west with Mediterranean fruit fly, and, you know, it is just, you know, it's a pandemic, pardon the expression, in Adelaide. There are over 700 suburbs with fruit fly. But up here in the Riverland, you know, we pride ourselves on being fruit fly free. But we have pressure from the eastern borders, and that is for Queensland fruit fly. And at the moment, those two detections are really putting our fruit fly free status, you know, in question. Because, you know, we can't continue to have those detections. It's a cost to growers. It's a cost to our reputation. But it's also a cost to our export markets.
All right, so Redmark Hotel today, a public meeting getting underway at 11 a.m. I'm going to guess that you're going to be on hand to answer any questions and have a bit of a chat to anyone who wants to drag you aside.
Yeah, certainly will. And, you know, I want to be a part of the solution, and I don't want people to be a part of the problem.
All right, member for Chafee, Tim Whetstone, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony.